1번입니다. 다음을 듣고 그림의 상황에 가장 알맞은 대화를 고르세요.
Number 1.
When do we land?
In 2 hours. Number 2.
What would you like to have?
I'll have the fish and chips. Number 3.
Can I try this on?
Sure. The fitting room is over there. Number 4.
How much does it cost?
$1.50.
2번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르세요.
When I am closed, I look like a stick. I am kept in the corner while it is sunny. I work during the rainy season. You carry me when the weather forecast says that it will rain. I can be long or short. My job is to protect you from the rain.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 오후에 할 일을 고르세요.
Susan, are you free this afternoon?
I don't have any plans. Why?
How about playing tennis with me?
It's too hot outside.
You're right. Let's go to a swimming pool.
I'm sorry. I don't feel like it. I stayed up late last night.
You should get some rest then.
Yeah, I think I'd better take a nap after lunch.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르세요.
I'm looking for a shirt.
Come this way, please. Here are blue, black, and gray ones. What color do you want?
The blue one, please.
What size do you want?
Large, please. How much is it?
$40.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 오늘 남자가 이용하게 될 교통수단을 고르세요.
Hi, David. What are you doing here?
Hello, Anne. I'm going to work.
Don't you usually drive your car to work?
Yes, but think about the price of gas. Taking the subway or the bus is much cheaper.
Oh, I see. Some of my friends go to work by bicycle if the weather is good.
That's a good idea. Oh, here comes my bus.
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 현재 있는 장소를 고르세요.
It's very quiet in the mall today.
Everybody is probably at the beach.
You're right. It's summertime.
Are you enjoying your summer vacation?
No. I was sick last week.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, what do you think of this swimsuit?
It looks nice, but it's too expensive.
7번입니다. 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르세요.
Number 1.
Would you get me some milk?
Okay, no problem. Number 2.
Why don't you come camping with my family?
I'd like to, but I have to ask my mom first.
Number 3.
Oh, I didn't do well on my English exam.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you'll do better next time. Number 4.
How was your trip to Europe?
That's fine with me.
Hey,
what are you doing over there?
I'm feeding the squirrels.
You shouldn't do that. Can't you see the sign over there?
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see that.
Giving animals something to eat can be harmful.
Oh, I see. I'll keep that in mind.
Scott,
did you watch the weekend report yesterday?
No, I didn't. What was it about?
It showed poor people in Africa. Even when they are sick, they can't see a doctor. So I have decided to become a doctor and help them.
Didn't you say that you wanted to be a teacher?
I know. But I've changed my mind. I want to go to Africa and help the poor.
10번입니다. 대화를 듣고 수제에 관한 내용으로 알맞지 않은 것을 고르세요.
Can I see you again next Friday, Suji?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to China next week.
Why are you going to China? To see the Beijing Olympics?
You're right. I'm leaving on August 7th.
Wow, that'll be a good experience for you.
Yeah, I don't know much about Chinese culture and history yet, but I'll learn more on this trip.
11번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 배우려고 하는 악기를 고르세요.
Maria, are you learning how to play the violin?
Yes, it's a little difficult but interesting. I heard you have been playing the piano for a long time.
Sure, I began taking piano lessons when I was 6. I still practice twice a week.
Wow, you really like it.
Right. I am also planning to learn how to play the drums.
I think you have a talent for music.
12번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 전화를 건 목적을 고르세요.
Hello.
Hello, this is Rainbow Library. May I speak to David, please?
Speaking.
Hi. The books you borrowed from the library are due today. Could you return the books today?
I'm not sure, but I think I can make it this afternoon. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Thank you for helping out with the school festival.
You're welcome, Mr. Baker. Do you want me to set up the chairs?
Why don't you draw some posters instead? I know you're good at drawing.
Sure. I can make the posters.
Okay, great. Andy will help you with that too.
14번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 의도로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Why are you in such a hurry?
What do you mean?
You're pushing the close button as soon as the elevator opens.
Am I? So, what's the problem with that?
Don't you know the price of oil is going up? If you don't wait for the door to close automatically, you'll waste electricity.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I'll remember to wait next time.
15번입니다. 대화를 듣고 현재 시각으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Peter, when does the soccer game start?
7:30.
Then we only have half an hour before the game starts. Will we make it?
We'll be there in 10 minutes.
Are you sure? I don't want to miss the beginning of the game.
Trust me, I'm sure.
16번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심경으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Sarah, you're sweating.
Yeah, I know. My hands are shaking too.
Come on, Sarah. You'll do well.
I'm still nervous about my speech. I'm afraid I'll forget my lines.
Relax and take a deep breath.
17번입니다. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르세요.
What are you looking at, Yumi?
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of my best friend, Sally. Do you remember her?
Yes, I do. I remember her very well. She's pretty tall, with short blonde hair. She used to live next door to you, right?
Right. She's visiting me this weekend.
Wow, that's great. I'd like to see her.
18번입니다. 다음을 듣고 각 도시별 날씨로 바르게 연결된 것을 고르세요.
Good morning! It's Thursday, September 18th. Here is today's weather forecast. It will be sunny in Los Angeles, but it will be foggy in San Francisco. Boston will have lots of rain. Finally, it will be cloudy in New York.
19번과 20번은 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 잘 듣고 답하세요. 19번입니다.
Hi, Alice. How are you and your brother doing?
I'm fine, but my brother is in the hospital.
Why? What happened to him?
He broke his arm.
Really? Did he have a car accident?
No, he fell down while riding his bike.
20번입니다.
I can't breathe. It's too hot in here. Would you mind if I opened the window for a second?
Could you say that again?